This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of times when people want to go to a casino, they take a bus. The casino bus industry, the business of shuttling gamblers to and from, is growing, as is the number of accidents involving those buses. Last month, three of them crashed in 5 days on highways here in Southern California. 3 years ago in the Bronx, you might remember, in New York, a casino bus flipped over and killed 15 passengers. And yet, it's only a loosely regulated industry, as Ben Bergman reports from KPCC here in Los Angeles.
At the vast San Manuel Indian Casino east of L.A., gamblers crowd around the roulette table and try their luck at blackjack or one of thousands of slot machines. And if you walk through the smoky haze, you reach an area called the bus lobby. Coaches are lined up, ready to take passengers to nearly 30 stops all over Southern California. The casinos prefer keeping the bus companies at arm's length, casting them off as merely independent operators. Attorney Catherine Harvey Lee doesn't buy it.
I think they are intentionally turning a blind eye to the dangers that these buses create for these customers.
Harvey Lee has represented bus accident victims. She points out that most casinos post their bus schedules online, right there for everyone to see.
And I think that in doing so, you're impliedly endorsing these as a safe way of getting to your casino.
The U.S. Transportation Department has been criticized for not doing enough to keep unsafe buses off the road. But the agencies had limited power since 2005. That's when Congress banned surprise roadside inspections for buses.
Literally, it was something that was stuck in the transportation bill at the last minute, and we didn't see it until it was already in the bill.
That's Stephen Kepler. He's executive director of the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance. So who lobbied to stop surprise roadside inspections? It was the American Bus Association. Here's the group spokesman Dan Ronan.
If you do a bus inspection on the side of the road, the 50 people on the bus have to get off the bus. They don't have restroom facilities. They don't have water. What we believe is that bus inspections need to be done at the location the bus companies are operating out of.
Trouble is, it's difficult to know something as simple as which company is operating which bus. One carrier gets banned, and a couple weeks later, another casino bus pops up with the same owners. They're known in the industry as chameleon carriers. Once again, Catherine Harvey Lee.
The sands are shifting all the time. The buses are continuously being leased to other companies, however it suits them to try to evade regulations, evade inspectors.
If inspectors want to come to a casino, they have to call ahead and ask permission to come on the property. No casino would talk to us, but we did talk to a bus operator, Anthony Nguyen, who runs 15 trips a day to L.A. area casinos.
Safety is your reputation, so if you're not running a safe bus, the customers won't ride your bus.
Gamblers are so eager to get a seat on one of Nguyen's packed casino buses that even gray-haired ladies run when they see the driver pulling up. When we asked if they were concerned about safety, they said no. They were much more worried stories like the one you're hearing right now would make the buses go away. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.